As a Democratic Alliance, we're obviously very, very concerned about the revelations that have emerged around the break-in at the president's property in Limpopo, but also the circumstances. Now, obviously, we are going to avoid being drawn into what is clearly the drawing of the lines in the ANC's internal factional battles. But we do have a duty as the official opposition of the Republic of South Africa to ensure that the rule of law is upheld. And to that end, we'll be writing to SARS and particularly the commissioner, Mr. Kiesvetter, to ask whether there are tax implications for this amount of money and what they are. But we'll also be writing to the Reserve Bank. We need to understand how such a large sum of foreign currency was in South Africa and how long it was in the possession of the president. The number of regulations and rules that govern that. The release that was sent out yesterday by the presidency as well also begs some more questions than actually it answers. Was a criminal charge ever laid, or was it just simply reported to the president's protection unit? The two are very, very different. Secondly, is this the reason why Mr. Ramaphosa kept Mr. Fraser on for so long? And what other information does Mr. Fraser have about the president that he is using, obviously, now in the ANC's internal battles? What is abundantly clear, however, is that the internal fighting of the ANC continues to be a huge risk to South Africa. The last thing we need going into this winter of discontent with rising fuel prices, with inflation skyrocketing, with food prices going through the roof, and unemployment at record highs, is to have a government that's more interested in the internal infighting in the party than in the welfare of the people of South Africa. It's for that reason that we fundamentally believe that the only way to ultimately resolve this problem is to remove the ANC from office and to replace them with a government that's actually going to put the people first. People are sick and tired of this internal fighting between the RET faction and the Ramaphosa faction in the ANC, which is now contributing to violent crime in the country. It was behind the violent unrest we saw in July last year and will no doubt be behind a number of more violent acts that we will see in the run-up to the ANC's conference. We need a government in place that's going to focus like a laser beam on the reform agenda, on getting the country working, but most importantly, getting South Africans back to work. And these latest events show us very clearly that the ANC is not that party, and it's going to fall to the opposition and other coalitions to be able to put together an alternative that's going to produce a government that serves the people of South Africa and not the narrow factional interests of the governing party.